Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, June 28. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, watch out for presidential scandal. Well, the clouds of scandal are beginning to swirl around the Biden White House. For those who keep up with the latest news reports, suspicions are rising that the president and his son may have received illegal payments from countries as diverse as China and Ukraine, two countries that are prominently featured in the news. According to the latest opinion poll from the Pew Research Center, Biden's approval rating has declined to a mere 35%, a level considered highly dangerous, especially for a president fighting off impeachment and seeking re-election. Now, for investors, this should raise a bright red flag, because as it turns out, there's one thing that the stock market abhors, and that is presidential scandal. In modern stock market history, U.S. presidents have had little short-term effect on the stock market. Markets react to long-term trends, such as tax policies and regulations, far more than they react to a particular president's day-to-day activities. Now, you may assume that the health of a president would have a substantial impact on stocks, but that turns out not to be significant. Since the end of World War II, there have been four cases of health emergencies while a president was in office. By far the most impactful was the 1956, when President Eisenhower suffered a severe heart attack. Markets reacted swiftly, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling near 7% on that day. It was the one real blip in one of the longest sustained bull markets in history, a bull market that lasted from the late 1940s until the mid-1960s. Now, in 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated. Although this was an extremely traumatic event for the nation, markets were able to mitigate any potential loss by closing early. Just half an hour after news broke that Kennedy had died, the exchanges shut down and remained closed over the weekend and on to the following Tuesday. By halting trading, exchange managers were able to hold the loss on the markets to less than 3%. In 1965, a heart attack for Lyndon Johnson, and in 1981, another assassination attempt, this time on Ronald Reagan, had virtually no effect on the stock market. Although I suspect in Reagan's case, the reason the markets had no reaction was due to the management of the news reports, rather than the seriousness of the event. At the time, the public was told that Reagan's injuries were minor and did not threaten the president's life. Only many years later would we learn that his loss of blood was substantial, and there was the very real possibility that he might have perished. But overall, the fact remains that health events, and even an assassination, in the case of President Kennedy, if properly managed, do not generally have major adverse effects on financial markets. The other major event affecting a president and the stock market is scandal, and here the picture is much less clear. In the modern era, there have been two instances where a president has been impeached. Most recently were the twin impeachments of Donald Trump in 2019 and again in 2021. These impeachments had absolutely no effect on the financial markets. In fact, during President Trump's term in office, he received one of the best market performances in recent memory, with the market rising on average over 13% during Trump's 4 years in office. On the other hand, the scandal surrounding the impeachment and resignation of Richard Nixon seemed to be the door that opened the way to one of the most sustained and worst bear markets of our epoch. During the year that the Watergate scandal first broke, markets began to tumble, that first year falling 15%, but not stopping there. The bear market fell a total of 45% over the next couple of years, with many small-cap stocks falling 75 and 80%. It was a devastating decline that wouldn't see many stocks recover for 8 long years. Now, perhaps most remarkable was how closely those days resemble our own. It was a time of burgeoning government debt, begun under Lyndon Johnson and his policy of guns and butter, that is, Johnson's asserting that we could both fight the war in Vietnam and support the largest social spending up to that time, the Great Society. Now, the federal deficit ballooned, necessitating the raising of taxes. Nixon followed this with a dramatic increase in federal regulation. Nixon's policies, for instance, led directly to the formation of the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. Put both of these presidents back to back, and you have a dramatic increase in deficits and regulations. That's a textbook example of how to slow the economy. And in the removal of a president, it looked to investors everywhere that we had a runaway, free-spending, regulation-choking government, much like we have today. And that's ValueSide for Wednesday, June 28. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.